Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of September 14th, and a look ahead at your weekend. The Cranford Planning Board held a special meeting Wednesday to again hear from representatives of Hearts Mountain on their application to rezone 750 Walnut Avenue to multifamily residential use. The first witness was an industrial real estate market expert, and the second was a traffic consultant. The next meeting on the application will take place October 17th. Cranford held its annual 9/11 memorial service on Tuesday. The six Cranford residents lost on that date were remembered at the World Trade Center Memorial Park, as well as all others killed in the attacks. Look for steady improvement of the weather over the weekend. Friday starts off with mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance of showers. The high will be around 77. On Saturday, partly sunny skies and the high of 81, while Sunday will be sunny with a high of 80. In CHS Varsity Sports, the Cougar football team faces Governor Livingston at home Friday night starting at 7. On Saturday, the track team will participate in the St. Dominic Invitational in Jersey City, and the field hockey team faces West Essex Regional on the road. The volleyball team will play North Brunswick at home starting at 11:30, and the boys' soccer team will be on the road in North Plainfield. Friday morning at 10:30, the Cranford Library will host a strategic planning open house. On Saturday, artists are invited to the Cranford Community Paintout starting at 11 a.m. at the Artist Framer. Finished works will be displayed at Hanson Park later that day. Also on Saturday, Cranford Park Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center will host a free community barbecue at their Lincoln Park East facility between noon and 3. More events and details can be found at Cranford.com. News provided by Tap into Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.